brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 27th, 2014, and welcome to Let's Talk Small Business, the radio show dedicated to small businesses. I'm Stacy Key, and I'm your host, and I am delighted to kick off our show this week. We are fresh off the Memorial Day holiday, and we have got an exciting show for you today. It's been an exciting, exciting, great weekend, and I hope everyone is tuned in and ready to go. Let's Talk Small Business airs every Tuesday at 11:30, so I hope you've got it on your calendar, you've got it, you're tuned in, and you can, the web address is letstalk.businessradiox.com, so please have it on your calendars and let's tune in. The show is all about small business. Every week we hope to bring you interesting and exciting topics that impact the small business arena, the engine that impacts the economy, the number one engine that drives our economy. And so today we've got a great show lined up for you. If you remember, a couple weeks ago we kicked off the show in the middle of the National Small Business Week and in the middle of Georgia Small Business Month, and we kicked it off with Cassius Butts, the regional administrator for SBA. And we're going to keep that same theme because, you know, as we talked about, small business is really, again, the engine that drives this economy. And the federal government is the largest procurer of all products and services. They buy quite a lot of stuff. And so today, as part of our dialogue, we're going to be talking to Joe Bulow. Joe is with the GTPAC, which is the Georgia Tech PAC, which does, it's a whole organization, the Procurement Assistance Center, that helps small businesses with local, state, and federal procurement. So Joe is going to share with us today how small businesses can tap into and secure federal, state, and local contracts, which I'm sure all of you small businesses are interested in. How do you grow your business through federal, state, and local contracts? So we're going to hear more from Joe just a little bit later. And so as we mentioned, again, Let's Talk Small Business airs every Tuesday, 11:30. The focus is all the issues that impact small business. And then please connect with us on Facebook. You've got Twitter. You can follow us. You can send us messages. You can tell us if there's topics that you want to hear. We're very interested in hearing from you and hearing things that you want to tell us through Facebook and Twitter. And so let's talk a little bit. Let's hear from Joe Bulow today. Joe, we're glad that you're joining us. We're glad that you're going to share with us all the exciting things that are going on at GTPAC.
Well, thank you, Stacy. It's great to be here.
Now, look, I'm looking at your impressive background. Now, you're a veteran, actually, right?
I am. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And thank you for your service. We want to do shout out to all of our veterans out there. Thank you for your service, because many of our small business owners are veterans, and they've served in our armed services, and we appreciate all that they do. So tell a little bit about your background and how you ended up at the GTPAC.
Well, I got my exposure to government contracting or government procurement while I was on active duty in the United States Navy. I worked for my last 8 years on active duty. I worked for the commander of the Naval Air Systems Command, which is a procuring activity. It's also a maintenance and repair activity. And we fixed and maintained and overhauled and repaired aircraft, aviation-related type systems. I was an aeronautical engineer by background, and I worked at a couple of the different depots that the Navy operates, one in Pensacola and then one in San Diego, actually a North Island Naval Air Station in North Island, California. And we maintained aircraft, and because of my background, I was a naval aviator. I was a helicopter pilot. So when we would overhaul an aircraft, somebody had to fly it for the first time. So
was that you?
That was me. So that
brave soul.
One of the people that would have to strap that thing on and take it up, make sure everything did what it was supposed to do after being completely disassembled and overhauled.
Oh,
and repaired.
Wow.
So I did that for the last 8 years I was on active duty. And then when I retired in 1994, I worked in private industry for a year. Mm-hmm. And then a position became available at an organization that I had never heard of when I was in the Navy, called a Procurement Technical Assistance Center.
Yep.
And I applied for a position that was open and was hired. And I worked for a different PTAC in a different state where I am originally from, Minnesota, and I went to work for the PTAC in Minnesota. And in 2000, a position opened here in Georgia. We have family in the local area, and we'd been here before, and I'd served in and around the Southeast when I was on active duty. So I applied for the position at Georgia Tech, and I came on board in 2000, and I've been working for the PTAC here in Georgia ever since.
Great. Now tell us a little bit about what's the mission of the Georgia Tech PTAC?
Well,
what is this designed to do?
The Georgia Tech PTAC, and our acronym is GTPAC, which stands for Georgia Tech's Procurement Assistance Center.
Okay.
Our mission statement is to train and support businesses that want to learn how to do business with the government. There's a whole wide spectrum of skills and things that they need to know and need to understand in order to be in a more competitive position to go after government contracts.
So this is any government contract, any
right.
government. Okay, so not just federal, but state, local as well.
Originally in 1986, when the PTACs were conceived of and created as a national program, it was funded by the Department of Defense as a way to help small businesses learn how to do business with the federal government. Mm-hmm. But over the years, it has evolved into an organization that is still heavily involved in doing business with the federal government, mm-hmm. but has now expanded into teaching people how to do business with the various states and local governments. Counties, cities, school districts.
Excellent. Any local municipalities.
Correct.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. And so tell me how you do that. What do you do? How do you train them to do that?
Well, being a part of Georgia Tech, one of our pillars is education and training. So we have a whole series of different classes that we teach. We teach them in a conventional classroom type setting. We also do it on using some distance learning type things. We do webinars. We participate in some of those type of activities. And we have offices throughout the state of Georgia. We actually have 10 field offices.
Oh, yeah, field.
It isn't just based in Atlanta. Of course,
okay.
It's headquartered up here at the main campus here on Georgia Tech. But we have offices in Gainesville, Georgia. We have an office in Athens. We have an office in Columbus, Warner Robins area, Augusta, Albany, and Savannah. And we have counselors sprinkled around the state so that they can provide hands-on training for entrepreneurs or business owners that want to learn how to do business with the government. So the lighting the fuse, if you will, is attending classes that introduce business owners how to do business with the government. Once they've attended some of those kind of classes and they decide that that's something they actively want to pursue, then we can provide hands-on training. We can provide telephonic type assistance, consulting, if you will. We're technically not consultants. We're more like mentors or coaches.
Okay.
So we don't actually consult for them. We consider a consultant somebody you hire to do a specific thing. You pay them once they do that. We are more, on the sidelines, cheering the clients on, helping them recognize opportunities and that kind of stuff. So we do it hands-on, one-on-one if needed, in the classroom, on the webinar, email, telephone, whatever media is most convenient for the client. We try to make it, ourselves accessible.
So I'm a small business owner. I'm not sure if federal or local or state is where I need to be. So do you help me in making that assessment? Or is there a class or something that you offer to see if that's where I need to be? I've got my business plan. I'm trying to understand if that's a space that I need to go in. Do you help me in making that assessment? And then I've got the classes that can take me down that path.
Absolutely. One of the classes that we teach probably 2 to 3 times a month throughout the state is called Introduction to Government Contracting. in that class, which ranges from 2 to 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on the input from the people that attend, we give you a roadmap that helps you understand how to get from here to there, starting with step one, determining if there's a market for the product or service that you
sell. That's
in the government
first
sector.
So that you're helping them with doing that research.
Absolutely.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. And so let me ask this question. What costs are associated with attending these classes?
Okay. Are you're sitting down?
I am sitting.
Okay. There's no fee.
These are free?
Free.
Okay. Say it again.
Free. No
free.
Cost.
Free. No cost.
Okay. Now, I say no cost because everybody says free. Oh, so then you must, you get what you pay for. Well, you got to keep in mind that our program is funded by your federal dollars, your federal tax dollars, matched by the state of Georgia. So consequently, my salary and the salary of my employees is covered whether you use our services or not. So there's no cost to you other than providing us with the kind of economic development information that we need on a periodic basis, whether it's quarterly or annually. You basically fill out a report and send it to us telling us if you're doing business with the government, and if so, if you've won any contracts, if you've bid on any contracts, the dollar value of the contracts, that type of thing. And we use that to gauge
impact.
Absolutely. Jobs created, jobs sustained, that type of stuff. Because the governor is keenly in need of that kind of information, and they want to know what kind of bang for their buck they're getting for the tax dollars that go to Georgia Tech and then ultimately work their way down to us.
So we're already technically through our tax dollars for the state of Georgia. Again, our listeners may be all over the country, but
right.
For those that are in Georgia, our tax dollars are already paying for this assistance. So if the classes are not filled or people are not attending, they're not taking advantage of this incredible resource that you're providing, it's a waste.
That's absolutely correct. And it is a benefit of being a business owner here in the United States. And you bring up an interesting point. People that are outside the state, we have sister PTACs in all the other states except one. There's one state that does not deem it that where they have not funded it. But the other 49 states all have PTACs similar to ours. Of course, ours is the best here in Georgia.
Well, of course, we're the number one state for entrepreneurial activity.
Absolutely.
Okay, so yeah, we're clearly the best.
We're clearly the best. But if you're in the state of California, if you're in the state of Texas or New York or some of the other states, there is an organization within that state that provides similar products, similar service, similar technical support as we do here for the businesses in Georgia.
Okay. And so how does one find out about all of the services that are offered by the GT PAC?
Well, the best way to do it is to go to our website.
Ooh, there
okay?
we go.
There you go. Everybody's got a website. Well, we got one too. Okay. It's gtpac.org. GTPAC.org. And on that website, if you pull it up, you'll see that there are some tabs at the top, and they talk about training, they talk about useful links, they talk about team directory, they talk about directions, that kind of stuff. I would encourage people, if they want to utilize our services, to go to that website. Read it closely. Look at it. It'll explain who we are, what we do. And I encourage them to go to the training tab and look for classes in their local area or a counselor closest to them that will provide them the assistance they need. And it isn't just for startups. It's also for medium-sized businesses and even mature businesses. If they have a need in the government sector where they need some technical support in an area that they might have been a change in the government sector, there may be a class that specifically addresses the topic that they need help in. For example, one of the things that we're seeing more and more prevalent in the federal sector is there's an electronic payment system that the military uses called the Wide Area Workflow, or mm-hmm. WAWF for short. Well, that's a system that old-time government contractors used to do all that kind of stuff by paper. now, more and more in the Department of Defense, things are being done electronically.
Right.
So you have to have some continuing education. You've got to understand how this new system works. It's not actually new. It's probably about 5 or 6 years old. But that's new in the terms of the federal government. So you need somebody that you can go to help you, you know, figure out what's what and who's on first and that kind of stuff. And so you may just need to take that class, and that will arm you with the information you need to go about your business.
Let me ask you a question around the counselors and technical support.
Okay.
Tell me, what do some of the counselors actually counsel? Is there any kind of one-on-one counseling in terms of the technical support? How deep can they get in assisting you in terms of technical support? Because some of your mature business, some of your larger businesses need some different kinds of support in terms of they're in the growth path.
The counselors that we have on board will provide one-on-one type counseling after you've attended one of these fundamental introductory type courses, which kind of lays the foundation,
right,
gives everybody the same basic level of education. So you have a good understanding, or you have a basic understanding of what the government is looking for. Once you've attended one of those things, you fill out a 2-page client application that helps further reinforce the information we've talked about. And we ask for things like, what's your NAICS code? What's your DUNS number?
All things you should
all
have.
All things that everybody that's going to get into the government sector
gotta
needs
have.
To be exposed to that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Once you've done that, then when you have a further need for more hands-on, one-on-one type training, upon your request, you schedule it with a counselor. And usually we do it in a geographic context. So if you're real close to Albany, Georgia, you could schedule it with a counselor down there. If you're here in the metro area, we have 3 counselors that handle metro Atlanta.
So in addition to the classes you offer, you provide one-on-one counseling to businesses. Again,
right,
they've got to fill out the proper paperwork in the form,
yep,
so that you can kind of track and understand what you're doing. This is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so
A good example is somebody, once they fill out a client application,
mm-hmm,
we create a digital profile for that individual company, and we search the government databases, if you will, of opportunities, about 1,200 different databases.
So you do that and look for opportunities for them?
For them.
Oh.
And
we
email it to them once
oh,
a day,
please,
when it matches.
Please. It
so
gets
that,
better.
That's
it
called,
doesn't get any better than this.
It's called a government bid matching type system.
I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this.
And here's the best part. It's also free.
Oh.
So rather than businesses surfing the internet 24 hours a day.
You're doing the surfing for them.
We do the well, technically, yeah, we do it for them, but we do it through use of a computer-based system that will go out and search these government databases. And then that functions as like a trigger mechanism. When they see something that matches their business niche that they want to bid on, we have a class that discusses preparing bids and proposals.
Okay.
So we help them understand, you know, the government lingo and all that kind of stuff with the bidding.
So please, please tell me that all of your classes are overflowing and that you are tapping into additional incremental dollars on a federal and state level because you have a capacity issue?
All of our classes, we always have room for one more. The classes in Atlanta, the classroom ones, basically are usually full. And a lot of that is by word of mouth, that type of thing. Other clients telling somebody else that, hey, if you want to learn how to do business with the government, you need to go to this kind of class or something like that. In the more rural areas of Georgia, there's always room at some of these classes. And we're doing more and more distance learning, presenting the material, webinars,
right,
that type of thing. So I won't say that we're at 100% capacity, but we're pretty close. And believe it or not, it's kind of cyclic with the economy. When the economy is real good, then a lot of businesses have more business than they know what to do with.
So they don't attend the class.
So they don't attend the classes because it takes away from their, you know,
They're not filling their pipeline as they should.
Right. It's when the economy is bad that people are banging, knocking down the door to get into the classes and standing room only type of thing.
So what are you seeing right now? Because we're seeing from a GMSDC perspective that the economy is ticking up. And so we're seeing. So what are you seeing in terms of your class participation right now?
Now, we agree with that, that the economy is ticking up. So we have seen kind of a peak, if you will, in attendance in some of our classes. Attendance is still high. We're still meeting all of the targets that we've set for ourselves in number of outreach events and number of people that we've contacted through mediums like this, classrooms, you know, on your program here. But it's also regional. There's some PTACs in some of the other states that are, you know, are to over capacity, and then there's some that we think are being underutilized. So it's not straight across the board.
Okay. I will tell you, after today and after we air and all of our listeners, mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to have a problem. I'm going to personally have it part of my mission to see that you have the doors are just banging. They're just knocking all over your door.
Oh, good.
The
Thank
fact
you.
That you have got this resource and that you will assist small business owners in this way is just phenomenal.
And it, like the webinars that we teach.
I can be in the conference of my office.
You could be in the comfort of your home wearing your fuzzy slippers and logging into a webinar and getting a top of the line.
Opportunities coming to me.
Right.
I'm not surfing though, looking for procurement opportunities from federal. You're sending them to me that match my NACIS code, that match my profile, that I can, and then you will assist me in preparing the bid to potentially win. I mean, where does it get any better? I just don't know where it gets any better than that.
I don't either.
You're my new BFF.
Well, good.
Yeah. In fact, for everybody listening, if you do not go out on their website, say the website again.
Okay, it's gtpac.org. And GTPAC stands for Georgia Tech Procurement Assistance Center. And, by the way, I just want to mention, we're a part of an organization at Georgia Tech that's about 350 people strong. We're a very small part of it. We have typically 11 people, and yet our website is the second highest website for generating hits within our organization.
I want to blow it up today. I want us to blow it up. I want them to say, we shut it down today.
Go for it.
I really want to blow it up today.
All right.
Because this is phenomenal. I'm going to figure out how we can get a link to it on my website. And say, this is the website you go to every single – I really want to link to it.
Now, for those businesses that are listening outside the United States – or, excuse me, outside of the state of Georgia, we're a part of that national network that has PTACs in the other 49 states. We have a national website that they can log into. Depending on the state they're on, they click on a map of the United States, and it'll take them directly to the PTAC within that state, and they can follow their individual procedure because we're all similar, but we're all a little bit different.
Yeah, again, even for our listeners that are in other states, there's a PTAC where you are.
Right.
You need to be tapping into that one. Now, again, Georgia is number one for entrepreneurial activity. Georgia is big and bad and audacious. Let's just be clear about that. But outside of that, you can try to leverage the one in your own state. If you can't use the one in Georgia, if you're not part of Georgia, but use it is the message that we want to. I mean, this is just incredible. It just doesn't get any better than this.
Can I give everybody that website for our national organization?
Absolutely.
Nationally, that organization is called APTAC. That stands for the Association of Procurement Technical Assistance Centers, and their website is www.aptac.us.org. And again, if they log into that, or if they go to that website, there will be a map of the United States in the upper left-hand corner. If they're in the state of North Dakota, they click on the link for North Dakota. And just like that, all the hyperlinks for the PTAC organization in the state of North Dakota or whatever state they clicked on will be available.
Let me ask a couple of questions.
Okay.
In terms of the small business owners that do come, what are you seeing in terms of their fundamentals or their basics? Because I noticed you guys have an elevator pitch, you have introduction. What are you seeing in terms of their preparedness to do business with the federal government? What are some of the basics that you're seeing?
It really runs the gamut. We do get a lot of startup, a lot of startup businesses that want to learn how to do business with the government. And we always tell them to be prepared to stay the course, because there's nothing in the government that happens overnight.
Oh, absolutely not.
So if they're a startup business and they are counting on winning a government contract
In 90 days?
In less than 90 days, by the end of the week. If they're counting on that, they're 99 times out of 100, they're going to be disappointed. In fact, we tell people that if you win the first contract you bid on, you should be very concerned about that, because you probably underbid it significantly, and there's lots of things that you didn't take
into
account.
Can you perform?
Yeah, because unlike some things, if you win a government contract, that's a firm fixed contract, firm fixed price. That's what the government's going to pay you. And extremely reluctant to do any change orders, that kind of stuff. They hold your feet to the fire, and they make you perform. And
it's not pretty.
And it can be not pretty, as you just said. So, and then we also have big businesses that need, like I said, that just need technical support in a certain area, a certain aspect of government contract. We get a lot of people that will read through the government's statutes, the rules and regulations, things like the Federal Acquisition Regulation or the FAR.
Yeah.
And they'll shake their head and they'll say, you know, what does that mean? Well, that's where our expertise also comes into play, because of our counselors have backgrounds in federal acquisition, the FAR, their supplements like the Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement, or the DFARS, which is another big document that DOD uses. And then each federal agency and each state and local government activity has rules and regulations and statutes that must be followed. So a lot of it is very detail-oriented. Mm-hmm. One of the catchphrases we tell people that want to do business with the government is, you got to pay attention to the details, because the
when you're dealing with the federal government.
Yeah, the devil's in the details.
It is, absolutely. Okay?
And a 50-page bid proposal requires a lot of research and understanding what you're getting into.
Let me ask, you mentioned online. What percentage of the people are leveraging the online versus face-to-face in the classroom?
More and more, I'd say it's probably right now about 50%.
Wow.
And again, it tends to be in the more, we see more of the online distance learning type in some of the more bigger, no, believe it or not, in the metropolitan areas.
Oh, I'm surprised. Okay.
It's in the more rural areas that they want the, sit across the table, handshake, face-to-face type thing that we see. So, but I'd say it's about 50-50. We do a lot of things by email, as a lot of support activity is taking place. So if they have a question about some sort of a government contract, they fire off an email to us, and it's not unusual for us to answer emails at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever time.
In the most
rapid response possible that we can make, which is something that you hardly ever see on the government sector.
Rapid response.
Yeah, we try to respond rapidly to clients' requests for assistance. Within reason, of course. If a bid is due at 2 o'clock and they send me an email at 1 o'clock, they better not expect instantaneous response. But giving us a little lead time is always a good thing.
Now, again, you help with local and state, not just federal.
Right.
And so, are you getting more and more requests for local and state assistance, not just federal?
As more and more businesses and more local government agencies are posting things electronically, yeah, then we see more requests for assistance. When I first came to Georgia 14 years ago, most of the counties and cities were still communicating their needs via things like the newspaper. Once a week in the classified section of the newspaper, there was a listing of things the government needed. Or you could always hop in your car and drive down to the city hall or the courthouse and find the guy or the person's office, and outside their office would be a bulletin board where they would put, you know, with a stick pin, a paper document saying they needed to buy.
Please tell me that's not still happening.
In some parts of the country, it still is, but predominantly that's changing. And in fact, the state of Georgia has a database that they allow other counties and cities, so they don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's called the Georgia Procurement Registry.
Yes.
Where cities, counties can post things electronically so they get the word out rather than, you know, 24/7 rather than
posting,
you know,
it outside your office.
Right.
Now tell me a little bit about the impact. How many people have you served over the last year? Tell me a little bit about the impact of the GTPAC.
Well, we have actively in our client tracking system, we have approximately 3,000 clients in the state of Georgia, which if you look at the total number of businesses in the state of Georgia that conceivably could do business with the government, that's just a small fraction.
Absolutely.
That's probably like, I don't know, 3% maybe. Of those 3,000 or so businesses, approximately 20% of them are successful in going after government contract, a government contract with our training, with our assistance, with our help, which compares to businesses that don't have anybody coaching them, mentoring them. Usually it's about 3%. Last year, the clients reported to us contracts valued at like $650 million approximately that we had fingerprints on.
Excellent.
So, and it varies by, you know, what's going on in the economy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And plus one government contract, if it's a big government contract from the Department of Defense, might be worth, you know, $500 million. And if it's awarded to a Georgia client, sometimes your data can be skewed. But by and large, a big chunk of the dollar value or the dollars that come back into the state of Georgia businesses, we help with.
I think that's excellent. I think I saw some numbers not too long ago from the Georgia Department of Economic Development saying there were about 650 roughly, I think, businesses registered in the state of Georgia. And so listening to your numbers, there's a small fraction that are leveraging the resource of the state.
Right.
And so it's just we need to do a better job of communicating this valuable resource at Georgia Tech that can help businesses take advantage of federal, state, and local opportunities. Between the federal, state, and local, you're talking about billions and billions of dollars in federal contracting opportunities that you can provide assistance.
Yep.
And at a 20% rate of a success rate, that's incredible. That's incredible.
We think so.
Yeah.
We think so. But, you know, when we talk about a 20% success rate, there's also 80% that do not win a government contract or so.
But
the bottom line is at least they have a better idea of why they didn't win and maybe can do better the next time.
Excellent. Joe, as we wrap up for today, what parting words would you give our listeners in terms of connecting with the GTPAC? Any words in terms of federal contracting, state or local? What parting words would you give as we wrap up for today? Because this has been just an incredible, insightful. Again, you're my new BFF.
Well, what I would encourage people to do is check out our website. If you're new to the government sector, you really need a foundation upon which to build. So you need to attend either an intro class, and then we have what I still call a Reader's Digest version, which is called Fundamentals of Working with the Government. We also have a bunch of other classes that you can attend. You can do it in person, in a classroom setting. You can schedule the sign up for the next webinar, that type of thing, and then take it from there. If you want to learn how to sell to the military, we have a class on selling to the military. If you want to learn how to do business with state and local government, we have a class on that. So it depends on, you know, what your business strategy is, and the direction you go. Now, there's one other area I want to tell you about. One of the other spinoffs, if you will, at Georgia Tech is an organization called the Contracting Academy at Georgia Tech. And that organization teaches classes for contracting professionals at the federal, state, and local government. And it's a graduate level education training that is fee. There is a fee associated with that. But these are type of training sessions and that people need to maintain their proficiency and their accreditation as a contracting officer. So that organization, for a fee, you can sit side by side with a contracting officer from, Fort Benning and learn side by side, what rules and regulations in the FAR apply to, the kind of business you want to get in. These are all Defense Acquisition University or DAU equivalent courses that that people here in the Atlanta or in the anywhere in the Southeast can attend. And they're really good classes.
Now, depending on your business strategy, you may need to do that. Mm-hmm. And so that goes back to having a very solid business plan, having a solid business strategy. And if you need to sit side by side by somebody in the Department of Defense, contracting and understanding the FAR and the SAR and the FAR, then you need to do that. But
right.
That goes back to having that solid business strategy so that you understand you need to make that investment and
right.
do that to help your business grow to the next level.
That's not the first thing that you need to learn.
I would agree.
First thing you need to learn is get a good understanding of how to do business in general with the government. And we give them a 7-step process for learning how to do that. And we recommend that they follow each step one at a time in order. Otherwise, they'll always get ahead of themselves. And next thing you know, they're not prepared to go after and win a government contract, and they need help.
Joe, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're
I
welcome.
Had no idea the GT PAC offered these kind of resources. Again, free to the residents, small businesses of the state for Georgia. I encourage all of our listeners to go to the website to really understand what's available, to utilize these services. If you're interested in doing business with the federal, state, or local level, you cannot pass up utilizing these services at GT PAC. There's no way you can do it. Again, thank you for joining
us.
We will have you back.
Good.
To re-engage, to talk again. To all of our listeners, thank you for joining us today. And so remember, as small business goes, so goes America. We'll see you next time on Let's Talk Small Business.